Hey, this is Denora Walcott, and you are now listening to The Actors Lounge.
Hey, guys, and welcome back to another episode of The Actors Lounge. I'm your host, Mel V, and today we have with us a very special guest. Please welcome to the show, actress, writer, and coach, Denora Walcott. Hey, Denora, how's it going?
Hey, Mel, good. How are you?
I'm doing really good. I'm so happy to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. This is great.
Yeah, no problem. I'm excited to talk with you. So, like, we talked about this a little bit off air, but you do a lot. You wear a lot of hats. You're very talented.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Welcome. So can you just give us, like, a little intro into how you got, I feel like this is such a loaded question, but how did you get into acting? Like, where did that journey start for you?
Acting actually came really, really early. I fell in love in elementary school, and we did lots of plays starting in elementary school. I kept it up through middle. I mean, I got bitten very, very early. Mm. And then when we got into high school, acting became a little bit more serious. And the director of our theater program sat those of us down who seemed like we were ready to take this to the next level and maybe into college and looking at it as a profession. And he got very real with us. And he was like, it's fun now, but when you get into a professional level, it's not always going to be fun. It's hard. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of time and a lot of passion and a lot of drive. And I want you guys to start thinking about if that's something you really want to do. Mm-hmm. And so a few folks dropped off early, but a good number of us stuck with it. And so then I ended up majoring in theater in college, minoring in African American studies. And then I decided to go to graduate school to continue studying, and then LA.
Mm-hmm. And you went to Harvard for graduate school, right?
I did.
You just
kind
of skimped over that part. went to undergrad and went to master's. I see you to downplay a lot of things.
Well, I did it, so it's not like I'm like, but by the way, flashlight on this moment,
right?
Harvard.
Right. It's like somebody else said it. I get it.
But I did. I did. I got my MFA through Harvard University. So they have a program with the Moscow Art Theater in Russia and the American Repertory Theater in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Mm. And so I did that program. So I studied at Harvard as well as studying in Russia. And I loved it.
Wow.
I had a good old time.
What was that experience like? Okay, first of all, studying, in America and then going overseas, did you notice a lot of differences in how they approach acting, theater? Like, what were some of the differences?
The main difference in studying in Russia was the level of respect for artists. Mm. So, here you say to someone, oh, I'm an actress. And they say, oh, cool. What do I know you from? There you say, I'm an actress. And they say, where do you study? Because if you're an artist, you're not just going to be kind of like a casual artist. You're studying. You're studying and honing your craft. Mm-hmm. And there was a different level of appreciation for artists that I had not experienced here in the States. Wow. And it felt really good.
Yeah.
It felt really good.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing. Yeah. I've heard people that have studied overseas and just like the respect, the discipline, it's just a different approach to it. So I'm always curious.
It is very different.
Yeah. I'm always curious to know what were some of those differences. Now like I told you earlier, I was listening to a clip of you talking. It was at UMass, right?
Yep. UMass Amherst.
Okay. Yes. And you were just talking about how there was a time when you were in school and you were just going back and forth about your major, maybe I should be a therapist, maybe I should do this. And then you get the papers and then you just throw the papers away. And it's can you talk about that time period and just what was making you kind of teeter in those moments?
Well, it was kind of a battle between logic and heart. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, well, what's really going to sustain me financially? Yeah. Maybe I just go and become a business major. Mm-hmm. Maybe I go and focus on therapy because I love the idea of helping and counseling people. But my heart was never fully in either of those places. Mm-hmm. And so ultimately, I would go back and forth. I would go to the different departments and get the paperwork to switch my major. And then I would sit with it in my dorm room and be like, but really though, are you like, why? Why would you do that to yourself? Yeah. You're just going to be miserable. You might make more money, but you're going to be really upset about it.
Yeah.
And so I kept just keeping my major in theater. And I'm really glad that I did. But it was hard. You know, I'm looking around at other friends who are in majors that to me made more sense, mm-hmm. you know, financially, like a little bit more security. And here I am like, I want to act and I want to maybe do theater and TV and stuff because I love it. Like, I just felt like,
that's it. Just because you love
it. Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, I think some of that comes from just the culture of not really taking the arts seriously here.
Yeah.
So, my family luckily has always supported all of my choices in terms of acting and performing. My mom is my biggest fan in the world, of course.
Amazing.
She's always like, why don't you do more? Just sing wherever. Go dance here and perform there. So it was really me and you know, just the other people that I was surrounded with where I felt like maybe acting is not the most responsible choice.
Yeah.
But ultimately, it has been. I love it.
I'm so glad you stuck with it. Now, if there's students that are not students, actors/students, if they're in that same situation that are listening, that are kind of struggling with that same thing, because I know that can be a thing. Like, mm-hmm. Is this really gonna, you know, make me any money? Am I really gonna have a career in this? If they are struggling with that and they need some advice and their passion is really to be an actor, like, what advice would you give them in that moment?
I would say, first of all, anything that you're going to dedicate your time to, you can be successful at. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be easy, mm-hmm. but what is? Why would you want to dedicate yourself to something that's just so easy? It's going to become boring after a while. Mm-hmm. Also, pray on it.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, whoever you pray to, meditate to, think long and hard on it. Mm. Spend time by yourself, really focusing on what it is that you want and what you think ultimately is going to make you happy. Mm. It's not easy, mm-hmm. but I have been blessed that I have not had to have another job for a number of years.
Yeah.
My gig is performing. I am a performer. That's it. Mm-hmm. There was a time where I was focusing on teaching. I taught at Cal State for a while, mm-hmm. and I love teaching. I realize now I don't enjoy teaching in institutions. Mm-hmm. I just want to teach. Yeah,
yeah.
I don't want to have to also do all of the paperwork that, you know, universities require.
Yeah.
But as an artist, if you do decide to take the plunge, know that it's okay to have another side gig. You're not always going to come out the gate making enough money to fully sustain yourself.
Yeah.
And you have to be responsible. And you have to take care of yourself.
Mm, yeah. I mean, it's like practical advice, you know, it's like
these right.
are basics. Like, you really have to sit and think about it. Really, like, if this is what something you want to do with your heart, mind, soul, and put your time in, you know, and then
right.
go on that journey. And it's like, I love how you said, my job is a performer. Like, this is what I do. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I love that. And I think it's so empowering to, like, own that, you know? And I think some people may shy away from owning that
mm-hmm.
right there. Yeah, that's big.
Yeah. People want to list other things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To make someone else feel like their position is legitimate.
Yeah.
Like, nah, I'm a performer. Right. I love what I do.
So true. Now, what have been some challenges that you've had along the way, things, obstacles that you've had to overcome and work through?
Oh, boy. I mean, a lot of them.
Yeah, all of them?
Yeah. You know, oddly, one that really comes to mind is my hair.
Mm.
I don't even know why this popped up so quickly. When I first came out to LA, my hair was natural. I had an afro and I would wear it, you know, pulled up high, and everyone else who kind of fit into my category was rocking like long, relaxed, pressed hair. And so I was like, oh, well, maybe I need to do that then.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like, you know, like hair was a bit of an obstacle. Like I even went so far as to get a weave. Yeah. Why, God, why did I do that? It was not for me. Right. That was not my portion. I realized it and quickly went right back to my natural and realized, yeah, you know what? This is part of who I am. Okay. So, you know, kind of getting over the aesthetic shock, mm-hmm, of not fully fitting into what I thought was the archetype that they wanted, they being casting directors and sort of Hollywood at large. Mm-hmm. That was an interesting obstacle. Another thing would be representation, mm-hmm, getting representation, getting the right representation. Mm-hmm. You know, I was with a commercial agency. Like, I love my commercial agency right now. I love them. Okay. But prior to them, I was with a commercial agency in New York right before I moved to LA. Mm-hmm. And I adored those folks. Mm-hmm. And they hooked me up with their LA branch. Mm-hmm. And their LA branch, I don't even know why they signed me. Mm-hmm. They basically just kind of had me sitting on the sidelines, never going out to audition, and then dropped me. After a year of not having me go out at all.
That's crazy.
It's really crazy. You know, now that I've got some years and experience under my belt, I know better than to just wait around. But yeah, at the time, I was brand new to LA, and I was just thankful that somebody signed my name on there with their name, you know? Right. Mm-hmm. So representation can be a real obstacle. The roller coaster of the industry. Mm-hmm. Booking and then not booking, yeah, you know, having a job and then not having a job, mm-hmm, and figuring out what to do in that in-between time.
Yes, that is the thing. What have you done or what do you do in the in-between time?
So when I first, early on, I was teaching at Cal State, like I said, mm-hmm, so that was some of my in-between time. I also coach. So I coach actors.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Yeah. So I do audition coaching, and then for brand new actors or people who really aren't, who don't have their footing in the industry, mm-hmm, I'll start you from scratch. Nice. I have done that. I haven't really done that since I had my daughter. Mm-hmm. Scheduling just, you know, yeah, scheduling around a baby is like, what? Why would you even try? Babies, yeah, don't have no schedule. So
I have a 1-year-old, so
so you definitely know.
Yes. And that's one of my questions to you. Like, how do you balance it? How do you make it all work? Give me advice.
It's possible. Trust me. There are lots, yeah, of babies in the industry. Yeah. I promise you. Folks are still out here having kids.
Yeah.
balancing it, having a community around you, mm-hmm, to support you is really helpful.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I'm not from here. So I don't have family out here. And I've had to kind of develop my own family, my, mm-hmm, family, my friends who have become family.
Yeah.
And that has been major support. Being able to be like, girl, mm, I have an audition. Do you have an audition? No. Okay, great. Cool. Can I drop her off with you? I promise I'll get in. And, you know, like,
yeah,
that sort of thing makes a huge difference. Mm. And also on those days when I had to bring my daughter to auditions, mm, luckily, I've started to get to know more and more actors over the years. Mm-hmm. And so I'll see faces that I know well enough that I can be like, hey,
yeah,
can you watch her in the stroller while I run
I
in here and
in
do this
real
stuff?
Quick and kill it.
Yeah, exactly. And then come out and high five you and great.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's really helpful. Mm-hmm. There are even, and you know what I haven't done, but I know there's a group online of like actor moms, mm-hmm, who support one another and will reach out and be like, hey, I'm going to be at such and such audition. Mm. I'm bringing my daughter. Is anybody going to be there? You know, like,
is that Mocha Mommies or something? Or
is it different? Mocha Moms is different.
Okay.
I'm in Mocha Moms,
oh,
too.
Okay.
But
okay.
Yeah. You should join Mocha Moms too. We should talk about that too.
I know. Oh my God. We're going to need a part two of this interview.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will.
Time is going by so fast.
But it, yeah, is very possible, which I'm sure you already know.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah,
if you're, you know, if your child is one, then you've already had to do some coordinating, I'm sure.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I feel like it's possible. I mean, obviously you do what you got to do. You make things work, you know,
right.
It's just good to always hear from other moms that are doing it too and making it happen.
Right.
It's encouraging. So kudos to you on that one.
Thank you. And to you.
Thank you. I received
it. You're welcome.
Okay. So I know you create a lot of your own content, which I think is amazing. You're hilarious, by the way. You're so funny. You're like, I mean, if you can't already tell.
Thank you. Thank you so
it's
much.
Naturally funny. Like, how has creating your own content been, you know, how has that opened up doors or just been an advantage for you as an actor, like on your journey? Like, how has content creation been a thing for you?
You know, I fought it for a while, and looking back, I'm like, what were you doing? Why would you do that? But I had this notion that I want to act, I don't want to write. So I really pushed back against it, foolishly. Like, now I realize it was foolish, but it was a part of my journey, so it is what it is. And then I did stand-up comedy for a while, and that really helped to open my eyes to creating content. Even though it's not on video, it's you're still the writer, director, producer of your set. And so that sort of started getting things in motion, plus having friends who are funny who I could create with. Who are smart and funny. Let me add the smart in there too, because you don't want to just be funny and not know nothing. But yeah, my friends are very smart and very funny. And we, you know, going back to things like the Kardashians, we did If the Kardashians Were Black. My girl, it was myself, my girl Brisha Webb, and my girl Angel Moore, who's That Chick Angel online. And she came up with the concept, and we were like, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm taller than both of them. So, you know, it all just worked out. Then I studied at UCB for a little while and studied improv and then did improv. And it's, I think all of it ultimately has enhanced my acting. Just making me a more open actor. Just, you know, I'm much more available. And you do commercial work, right?
Yeah, I do.
So you know, in commercial auditions, they're often like, okay, so let's just improvise this part. So if you don't know how to improvise, you're not going to get that job.
Right, exactly.
You know? So it's definitely helped there. It's also really been an opportunity for me to just express myself and show what I think is funny. And become more confident in what I think is funny. Yeah. There's a sketch that I did, I wrote and produced and was in, and it's basically about farting. And I think farting is one of the funniest things in the world, but some of the people I was working with were like, oh, I don't know, man, like farting, like that's so juvenile. And I was like, yeah, but it's also hilarious because farts. And so I had to realize, like, you all don't have to like my stuff. Right. I'm gonna create this anyway. And it's got like a lot of views online because there is an audience that also has my same silly, goofy humor. So it's been an opportunity for me to see my growth. I also wrote and starred in and produced a web series that I'm in the process of editing. Okay. And so that's been a huge learning experience for me as well, doing 6 episodes in a short period of time with a crew, most of whom I didn't actually know until we started filming together. So it's been an opportunity for growth, for joy and for growth.
That's awesome. Now, when is this web series going to be ready? Because I would love to watch that.
I will let you know as soon as I get through this editing process.
Okay. You're like, I'm going to follow back. Follow up.
Yeah, please check back in. It's called Onora. So I'll let you know.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, because you're so funny. So I can only imagine what a web series from you would be like. I feel like it would be entertaining. You're welcome.
I like to have a good time. Yeah. I like to have a good time.
Oh, so good. Now, okay, when it came to finding a crew, because I think a lot of people, you know, that want to create their own content, they kind of get hung up on maybe like a lot of the technicalities, like who am I going to find to do this and do that? Like, what is some advice you can give when it, you know, coming on how to get together like a team to produce something?
You know, first I would say reach out to your circle, mm-hmm. whoever's in your immediate circle. And also reaching out on social media to different groups. That's what I did. Ultimately, I ended up having a couple of friends who weren't able to help out, but who are also in production, who knew people who were going to be able to help out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was a little bit down to the wire, so I was definitely dependent upon the opinions of people that I respect. Yeah. And luckily they came through, which is why we're friends in the first place. Right. I did have a couple folks who, who did not come through quite so well, who I do not plan to work with again. Right. But that, you know, that also happens. That's part of the learning process. And especially when you're, when you've only got a little bit of time to pull a team together, mm-hmm. that's the risk. Yeah, so yeah. I would say if you know you have some time, take your time to do your due diligence of looking at what the people have done before. Mm-hmm. If they have footage, if you're looking for sound, you can watch a video of their sound work. Mm-hmm. If they are a first AD, look at their history of work. Mm-hmm. You know, don't do what I had done and be stuck and then be like, okay, whoever. Luckily I had a lot of really dope people who came through in that window of, okay, whatever. But you know, some folks slip through the cracks too. So
yeah. Trial and error.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. But also my message to anyone who wants to do it, just do it.
Just do it. Don't just overthink it.
Yes. Yeah. Don't overthink it, because you're only going to get better. Yeah. So do the first one, get it done. Don't be super precious about it. And then get on to the next one, mm-hmm. and keep creating.
Yeah. And then you get better and better and better over time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Good advice. Okay. So as an audition coach, because you're a acting teacher and you coach other actors for auditions, right?
Yes. Yep.
Now, as an acting coach and audition coach, do you still get nervous when you go on auditions? You know?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. I mean, it depends on what the role is.
Yeah.
Okay. It really depends on what the role is. If it's something that is super last minute, you know, those that come through at like 10:30 the night before and they're like, can you make it? Mm-hmm. And it's really weighty and you really have to, you know, you have more pages than you feel like you should.
Yeah.
I've definitely been like, oh Lord. Mm. And then I say a nice long prayer when I get there, when I park my car, I talk to God full out. I'm like, yo, listen, I know my brain is capable of this, so I'm just going to depend on you to fill in the gaps. I'm going to trust it, and I'm going to go in there. And then I feel better.
Yeah.
You know, my prayers aren't all that flowery, if you couldn't tell.
Our prayers. Okay?
You know, I try to be real with the Lord.
Just got to get a prayer through.
but yeah, you know, there will be those times, but with all of these years that I've been mm-hmm. having at this, yeah. I definitely don't get as nervous as I used to,
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you an interesting thing. After I had my daughter, I became even less nervous in auditions. Went like right after I had her and I would go on auditions. I think I booked the first six auditions I had after having her, I booked every single one.
Wow.
And I was like, what is going on here? And I sat with it and I realized I suddenly had something that was way more important than that gig.
Wow. That's deep.
And I realized whatever desperation or nervousness that I had been bringing with me wasn't there anymore, because I was thinking about my baby.
Right. I got to get back to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was really eye opening for me.
Yeah, that's a huge revelation. Like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
So
I love that.
My manager was like, "So you're gonna have more kids? Because this is really working for us."
You found the formula.
Yeah.
Babies and babies and babies.
Yeah.
Wow. This is what you're encouraging people. Go have babies and you will book.
Go have them kids. Go have them kids. Wow. Don't be waiting.
All right. What if it was really like that?
I know, right?
Oh my gosh.
Just have a baby and you book. It's great. It'll work out.
Have a baby and you book. Oh, that's hilarious. Now, how do you prepare for roles that you have booked? And has your process changed over the years? I'm sure it has. So if it has, how has it changed over the years?
How has it changed? I now try to... So initially, I was coming at it with all this grad school stuff and like chart it out and write every note and write every beat and write every da-da-da-da-da. Now... I try initially to connect with the character on a personal level.
Okay.
So, you know, no, I'm not like every character I go out for. Obviously, that's why we act, so that we can become different people. But I try my best to figure out the core of this person.
Mm-hmm.
And what do they want? And when have I ever been in a circumstance where I've wanted that thing on some level?
Yeah.
That's where I start now. And then memorizing those lines and trying to make them as honest as possible.
What do you do to memorize? Like, do you have a technique or what works for you?
If it's a whole heap of lines, I often write them down.
Okay. Yeah.
That's cool. Just to like, I just sit with the script on the side and a notepad on the other side and I just write them down, and it helps, for visualization purposes.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's just... That usually helps me out a lot, especially if it's really meaty.
Yeah.
Really meaty. And I don't necessarily ever have to look at the sheet that I've written them down on. It's just the act of writing it down.
Right. That repetition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Now, what have been some of your like personal career wins? Like, what have been some of the biggest highlights for you for your career so far?
Oh, wow. That's a really good question. I feel like there are lots of little wins.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I win when I get to work with actors who are really, really, really great and make me have to step up my game. Scandal. Yeah. Scandal was a win.
You don't like to name things, so I'm going to help you.
No, because I'm really thinking of it. Like, what are some of the wins? Because I feel like honestly, and not in a bragging way, but I feel like there are so many wins. I feel like every time I book, it's a win.
That's great.
I feel like, you know, because that's what I want to be doing. And so when I get to do the thing that I love, I'm like, I'm winning.
Winning.
I'm over here winning.
Yeah. And I feel like there are small wins. I think a win is a win.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I'll tell you another win. I got to meet Viola Davis. Mm. And she was just one of the... I mean, first, Kerry Washington is just so dope.
Yeah.
So that was wonderful. Working on How to Get Away with Murder, and I got to talk with Viola Davis. And she had seen one of my commercials or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so she grabs my hand and she was complimenting me, and I'm just staring at her like, but do you know who you are and that you make me cry all the time because you're amazing? Like, it was just, that felt like a win to have somebody who I respect so much.
Gosh.
See me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Another win was I got to do a really fun Ford commercial a couple years ago. And if like people who know me personally know that I think I'm the dopest rapper that has ever existed.
Yeah.
And so
I got see the parody of Cardi B.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious.
So like I love to rap other people's raps. I don't write no raps, but you know, I have with Mama Mafia, which is a sketch group that we had. But anyway, I got to do Flavor in Your Ear in this Ford commercial.
Oh, wow.
And it was so much fun for me to do. But then there were so many people who I met just out in the world and were like, wait a minute, are you Flavor in Your Ear? And they would like smile, and I'm hugging people, and I like, that was a huge win for me, just being able to make people smile with my work.
Yes.
Because that's part of, that's like a huge part of what I want to do. So I would say that was a really big one. Being recognized for something fun and silly.
Yes.
Is, you know, that's
who
gold.
You are, right? At the core. So it's like,
yeah, exactly.
It all comes full circle. That's so
right.
Cool. I feel like
right.
I remember, I got to look that commercial up because I think I remember that commercial. And now I'm like connecting the dots. Like, wait, that was you? Like,
yeah, that was me. That was me, girl. That was me.
Oh my gosh. That's so cool. Oh, I know that had to be so fun just to make that commercial.
It really was. It was a blast.
What was the audition like?
So initially the audition was with another song. So we had to learn a Public Enemy song. Mm-hmm. And because I love to rap, it was just in my wheelhouse to learn a new rap really fast. Mm. And so I'm prepared to do this Public Enemy thing. And then like the day before we're filming, they're like, yeah, so we're actually going to do Flavor in Your Ear, Craig Mack. And I was like, oh snap. I only know the chorus to that, but I will learn it. So I learned the entire rap.
Oh my God.
That night. And then we only ended up using like the little piece of the chorus.
Oh
so I was
God.
Like,
you already
well,
knew.
At least now I have a new karaoke song. And that's really what all that matters.
Right. Wow. That's so cool. I know. Did you guys, was it like a 1-day shoot or was it multiple days?
Yeah, it was a 1-day
okay.
shoot.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's yeah, so it was 1 day.
That's so
fun. But it was really fun.
Yeah. I feel like you've had a lot of fun, like, experiences. And it's probably because of who you are. You know, like, you bring that into your life, I feel.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I enjoy the fun gigs. I tend to get cast in more serious roles.
Oh my God, when I watched your reel, I was like, wow, it's so funny how she gets cast in a lot of serious roles, but this girl's so goofy.
people don't look at me and they look at me and they're like, you like books, huh? they don't go, you like to laugh. And so I just, for whatever reason, I end up just booking like the reporter, the lawyer, the doctor, the mom. Like, it's just not the funny whoever.
Yeah.
But I feel like that has started to change, and especially with commercial work, I've had a chance to do some more silly gigs. And I really am excited for that to translate into television and film.
Yeah, that's exciting. Like, what are you, do you have anything coming up that you can talk about? Or just, I know you're, you know, working on the web series, which we will be looking out for.
So I don't think I can say the product, but I do have another national commercial coming out that is
amazing.
Really fun.
Ooh.
And so that was an exciting shoot. I got to be silly. And so I was like, yes, give me all of the silly in the world. So hopefully that will be airing soon.
That's dope. Oh, I'm so happy for you. That's very exciting.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, so I do have one last question before we wrap.
Okay.
What have been some of the... No, let me rephrase that. So what are some things that you now know today that you wish you knew when you first started out on your journey?
Oh, wow. What do I wish I had known when I started out my journey? Mm-hmm. I wish I truly understood that there is no definite timeline.
Mm, that's so real.
I wish I knew that, you know, in my core. Mm-hmm. I wish I knew to celebrate every win very early. And I wish I knew that I didn't have to become what I thought the industry wanted me to be, and that being myself was what the industry needed.
Mm. Yep.
I really wish I knew that from jump. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I had an idea, like, oh yeah, no, it's me. I'm different from her and her and her. Mm. But no, like, at my core, nobody is who I am except for me.
Yeah.
And that's what I bring to the industry.
Mm, that's dope. And just embracing that full out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And really, you know, having people in your life who can remind you of it if it seems like you're slipping away from yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. That's so.
It's really helpful.
It is. It's everything. Wow. Oh, I got chills in that moment. Like, really, we got deep.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, sometimes you have to. Sometimes you have to.
That's so good. Oh, okay. So if there are actors out there that want to work with you or do coaching with you, how do they go about doing that?
You know, probably the easiest way is to find me on Instagram.
Okay. Yeah. Tell us on Instagram.
Denora Walcott, at Denora Walcott.
Okay.
That's me on Instagram. That's me on Twitter, which I'm not really on very often, but I'll check it from time to time. that's pretty much me across the board.
Cool. So it's easy to find you.
Yes, absolutely. And you can just, you know, send me a direct message there. Mm-hmm. And I'll get right back to you, because I really do love coaching. It's so much fun for me to see the light bulb flash for someone, you know, especially if they're not able to grasp whatever this character is doing or needs or wants or what their connection is to the character. That'll make my whole day. Mm. That'll make my whole day to be like, you see,
you see,
there it is.
Ding,
yeah.
Ding, ding.
So much joy.
Oh, that's amazing. That's so good. Well, Denora, thank you so much for being on the Actors Lounge. Thanks for stopping by. I had so much fun talking with you. You're amazing.
I had so much fun talking with you too. And let's continue the conversation again.
Yeah.
I feel like there's more that we have to talk about.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, you have a good rest of your day, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much, Mel. Take care.
All right, you too. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.